Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
Get me some batteries. My dear family, we come celebrating this wonderful occasion of God's love for us in the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. So therefore, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, your Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord,
Oremos. Señor Dios, que mediante la gracia de la adopción filial, quisiste que fuéramos hijos de la luz, concédanos que no nos dejemos envolver de las tinieblas del error, sino que permanezcamos siempre vigilantes en el esplendor de la verdad. Por nuestro Señor Jesucristo, tu Hijo, que vive y reina contigo, en la unidad del Espíritu Santo y es Dios, por los siglos de los siglos. Amén.
A reading from the second book of Kings. One day, Elisha came to Shunem, where there was a woman of influence who urged him to dine with her. Afterward, whenever he passed by, he used to stop there to dine. So she said to her husband, "I know that Elisha is a holy man of God. Since he visits us often, let us arrange a little room on the roof and furnish it for him with a bed, table, chair, and lamp, so that when he comes to us, he can stay there." Sometime later, Elisha arrived and stayed in the room overnight. Later, Elisha asked, "Can something be done for her?" His servant Gehazi answered, "Yes. She has no son, and her husband is getting on in years." Elisha said, "Call her." When the woman had been called and stood at the door, Elisha promised, "This time next year, you will be fondling a baby son." The word of the Lord.
Dichoso el pueblo que sabe aclamarte. Caminará, oh Señor, a la luz de tu rostro. Un hombre su gozo cada día. Tu justicia es su orgullo. Cantaré eternamente las misericordias del Señor. Cantaré
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
El Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, Jesús dijo a sus apóstoles: El que ama a su padre o a su madre más que a mí, no es digno de mí. El que ama a su hijo o su hija más que a mí, no es digno de mí. Y el que no toma su cruz y me sigue, no es digno de mí. El que sabe su vida la perderá, y el que la pierda por mí la salvará. Quien los recibe a ustedes, mí, recibe a mí. Y quien me recibe a mí, recibe al que me ha enviado. El que reciba un profeta por ser profeta, recibirá recompensa de profeta. El que recibe a un justo por ser justo, recibirá recompensa de justo. Quien diere a un que no sea más que un vaso de agua fría, a uno de estos pequeños, por ser discípulo mío, yo les aseguro que no perderá su recompensa. Palabra del Señor.
Queridos hermanos que están con nosotros vía el internet y también el YouTube, felicidades este domingo. Escuchamos en el segundo libro de los Reyes un encuentro con Eliseo y una mujer. Y como la mujer se va al esposo y le dice: este es un hombre de Dios. Es importante que le preparamos una cama, una mesa, una silla y una lámpara. Así cuando llega, se puede quedar. Y Eliseo se da cuenta de la generosidad de la mujer. Y ahí le pregunta al servidor que está con él: ¿qué podemos hacer para ella? Y él le dice: no tiene niño. Y su marido ya está anciano. Entonces Eliseo le dice a la mujer: en un año vas a estar abrazando un niño. Qué importante es para nosotros de recordar que la mujer se dio cuenta de quién era Eliseo, un hombre de Dios. Y más nos necesitamos fijar como tenemos a alguien más importante de Eliseo, porque tenemos a Jesús. Un hombre, pero al mismo tiempo Dios. Y como nos fijamos en la mujer que enseña la generosidad a un hombre de Dios, así debemos a preparar esta casa con una cama, una mesa, una silla, una lámpara para Jesús. Así, donde vamos, Él va. Donde nosotros nos sentamos, ahí se sienta. Donde comemos, ahí come. Donde dormimos, ahí duerme Él. En otras palabras, donde tú llegas, debe llegar Jesús. Así siempre sigamos, como dice el Salmo, cantando de las misericordias de Dios. Qué bendecidos son la gente, el pueblo, que siempre cantan las alegrías porque saben la presencia de Dios. ¿Es cierto hoy? En estos tiempos muy difíciles, todavía somos un pueblo de alegría, porque todavía conocemos el bueno de Dios y su misericordia. ¿O se nos ha quitado esa alegría, ese gozo, porque de la oscuridad que estamos experimentando este día? Hermanos y hermanas, si la oscuridad de que estamos experimentando este día nos ha quitado esta alegría, entonces tú estás viviendo para ti y no para Dios. Tú estás buscando tu vida, que la vas a perder, y no estás buscando la vida de Cristo, donde siempre se halla la vida. ¿Y qué es que la vida halla? Se da cuenta de su valor, se da cuenta como todavía hay la luz, se da cuenta que todavía tiene una responsabilidad de vivir. La oscuridad del mundo no nos puede quitar la luz de Cristo. San Pablo nos recuerda en su carta a los Romanos que nos demos cuenta que si somos bautizados en Cristo, hemos sido bautizados en su muerte. Pero recuerda que entrando esa muerte, Él destruyó la muerte. Cuando se resucitó, y cuando resucitó Cristo, nosotros mismos hemos resucitado con Él. Y ahora vivimos una vida nueva, donde la oscuridad no nos puede quitar la luz ni la vida. Pero solamente si tú estás buscando la vida que cuenta, es la vida de Cristo. Así te das cuenta de la vida que tú tienes y la vida que nunca pierdes. Pero se trata, hermanos y hermanas, de recordar el bautismo y la responsabilidad de ese bautismo. De preparar siempre una silla, una mesa, una cama, una lámpara en esta casa donde Jesús puede hallar habitación siempre. Y aquí vive con ustedes. Y así nosotros nos damos cuenta de su presencia. Y sabiendo su presencia, no podemos perder la paz, pero podemos vivir como debemos, sabiendo que nunca, ni nada, ni nadie nos puede quitar esa luz, ni ese poder de vivir una vida cantando las alegrías al nuestro Dios. We encounter in the second book of Kings a lady who realizes that Elisha is a man of God, and how quick she is to tell her husband, "We must prepare a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp, so that when he arrives, he has somewhere to stay." And then Elisha is aware of her generosity, and he tells the servant, "What can we do for her?" And the servant quickly tells him, "She has no son, and she and her husband are up in age." And then he goes to her and tells her, "In a year's time, you will be embracing a son." How quick the generosity of one to recognize the holiness of the man, Elisha, is blessed. And how quick it is for us to remember how we have someone greater than Elisha with us, which is Jesus Christ, and how we must ask ourselves, are we as ready to prepare such a place, a bed, a table, a chair, a lamp, for the one we call Christ? Because this is where he must dwell, my dear family. This is where he must be found. So that you forever, as we just sang in the psalm, will sing the goodness of the Lord. Bless the people, says the psalm, who know the joyful shout. In the light of your countenance, O Lord, they walk. Is that true? You are the splendor of their strength, and by your favor our horn is exalted. How quick it is that things we go through causes us only to see a darkness. And there's a lot of darkness in the world today. There's a lot of it. Everyone's pointing a finger. Everyone is quick to blame. Everyone is quick to judge. Everyone is quick to hate. Everyone is quick to hold a grudge. How quick are we to forgive and to love? If you're not quicker in loving and forgiving, then you are in darkness. In a world that it has become almost normal to be divided rather than united. In a world where it's almost normal to hate rather than to love. In a world where it's almost normal to have more chaos than peace. Where is Christ? Who's often criticized in today's society. It's very interesting. A lot of people don't want to believe in Christ, but they're the same ones who want to blame him. Makes no sense to me. How can you blame someone you don't believe in? But it's always his fault. No, it's your fault. It's my fault. He gave us a responsibility through our baptism. Are you unaware, those of you who are baptized, those of us who are baptized, that we were baptized into the death of Jesus? Are you not aware that he has crushed sin, he has crushed death, and he has risen from that? And St. Paul reminds you and me that we have received a newness of life. A new life. Where death no longer has power over him. And if we've been baptized with him, we entered death through him, or with him, and rose from death with him, then guess who has no power over you? Death or sin. For he has shown us a new way of living. But how often we find ourselves doing exactly what the gospel is saying, how we're looking for the life we want. Whoever finds this life will lose it. Everything is a temporary thing when it comes to satisfying this life, which is your life, which is my life. It's all temporary. It all fades away. But Jesus is very quick to remind you that if you love more what I gave you than you love me, then you're in the darkness. We must love him first and foremost, because it's through him that we receive all that is good, which is what the psalm talks about. And how indeed it's important, my dear family, that we make note in our own lives what we're looking for that is outside of God. If you're looking for something that's outside of God, then you're never going to find it. You're never going to find it. If your marriages are founded upon a love that's outside of God, then it's not going to last. Because you're going to love each other the way you want to. And God is calling you, love each other the way He commands you to. Take a look. Husbands, no less than this kind of love. Wives, no less than this kind of love. Because that's what He commands of you. The same for your children. And my dear family, this is a beautiful love that really does fulfill your life. And family, my dearest of family, you and I have to remember that we all fall into the category of trying to look for something outside of God every once in a while. And when we do, then there is where you will lack. There is where you will thirst. There is where you will hunger. Because you're not going to be satisfied. And God desires that you have the greatest of all satisfaction in this world, with this life, until you get to the heavenly kingdom. So let Him be the one you search with, through, and in. So what He brings to you is truly what will fulfill you as you deserve. But it entails you realizing that He must be loved first, entail that you remember the baptism that you participate in and have received, so that you may prepare that table, that chair, that bed, that lamp, so that you forever will sing the goodness of the Lord. How beautiful it is that we are reminded this day, but how challenging it is for you to realize He's reminding you. Don't look at the one sitting next to you and say, oh, they're listening. No, He's telling you, just like He's telling me, to wake up and realize His presence, as did this woman in the second book of Kings, realizing the presence of a man of God. How much more we must remember how we have the presence of God, the eternal Son, Jesus Christ, and how He describes in the gospel, and whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. Family, we often look towards the one that we're meant to serve. Praise God for that. But what makes us a dear family together is that you realize that you too are this little one that needs that cup of cold water. Because you too get tired. This little one is you. And he looks at you and sees the little one because he sees you as a disciple. And he sees you that way because he sees how you tend to others. And all he asks is that you let him tend to you. And the only way he can is if we let him in. Have them sit in that chair you prepared and eat upon the table you have offered, so that the lamp that is there is his light shining through you as you so deserve, so that the darkness that constantly is surrounding us will only surround you but never engulf you, because of the light that is in you that will stay strong and cause you to simply do one thing: forever sing of the goodness of the Lord. My dear family, evil is trying to take away what God has given us. But evil will fail, because it cannot in any which way come even close to the power that is Jesus Christ. May you hold dear to that. May you be that presence in the world. And may you truly sing as you're meant to sing, because you know what is true. The Lord is always with you. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, we who are baptized have died and risen with the Lord. In the strength and joy of this new life, let us lift up our prayers to God our Father.
Thank you. For the church, that God may give us the grace to keep our crosses daily and be witnesses to his transforming power, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Para que aquellos que sirven en nuestro obrinario siempre buscan en Cristo la verdad, la justicia y la reverencia por la vida humana, oremos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
That we may have a spirit of welcome, encouragement, and support for our bishops, priests, deacons, and sisters, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por la gracia de recibir a Cristo en aquellos que encontramos esta semana, roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
For an end to racism, discrimination, and the coronavirus, and for the healing of those who continue to be affected by them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may bestow his grace and good health on the people of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and those enrolled in our Father's Day Novena, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those who have died, that they may be welcomed into eternal glory, especially for the deceased fathers enrolled in our Father's Day Novena, for Helen C. Mueller, Lalisado Guerrero, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good, good of all his holy church. Señor Dios, que realizas el fruto de tus sacramentos, concédenos que seamos capaces de servirte como corresponde a tan santos misterios, por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through his Paschal mystery, he accomplished a marvelous deed, by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works. For you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad, por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dándole gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos, diciendo: tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo que será entregado por ustedes. De mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y, dándole gracias de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos, diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque ese es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. The mystery of faith. Celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Mike, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him,
O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. With faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Señor Jesucristo, que dijiste a tus apóstoles, La paz les dejo, mi paz les doy. No tengas en cuenta nuestros pecados, sino la fe de tu iglesia, y conforme a tu palabra, concédele la paz y la unidad. Tú que vives y reinas por los siglos de los siglos. Amén. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. nosotros vía el internet y el Facebook y el YouTube. Por favor, conmigo ofrecemos la oración para la comunión espiritual. Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el Santísimo Sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo ardentemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no pudiendo hacerlo sacramentalmente, ven a menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permitas que me separe de ti. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Oremos, let us pray. Que la víctima divina que te hemos ofrecido y que acabamos de recibir nos vivifique, Señor, para que unidos a ti con perpetuo amor demos frutos que permanezcan para siempre. Por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amen.
Well, praying you have a wonderful, blessed Sunday, and there are no announcements that I know of, so I guess the only announcement is go and be safe out there. Please, you know, wear our mask where we're supposed to, which is everywhere, and let's pray for those who have been affected by the virus that they recover, and for those whose lives have entered their eternal rest because of it. Let us entrust them to the mercy of God and His love for the gift of eternity that they may have, and the consolation of Christ's peace be upon their family. And of course, let us continue to pray for everyone. And be assured, every evening we pray for all your intentions in the rosary. We really do. We've continued the rosary in the month of June. And I really do pray for all of you. These last few days, we've been sitting in front of the altar of St. Joseph because of our dads in this time of novena. You know, dads, we've been praying for you. Really, really, we've been praying for you hard, okay? I don't know why, but we've been praying for you hard. But all in all, I know that you have a great love for your children. We only pray that that love stays always strong as it should, and that that love is returned to you 100-fold from your children. And then moms, of course, we talked about you last month, so, you know, we're not going to talk about you today. So, but all in all, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday, and pray for our elect and our candidates. We finally get to celebrate with them tomorrow night their sacraments. Praise God. On the solemnity of Peter and Paul, what a great joy it is for them to be able to celebrate. But pray for some of these who are about to be baptized too here in a little bit. So pray, you know, I think we have three of them, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe two. There's one. There's two. There's two today. Okay, two today. So we welcome them to the Christian community ahead of time. Let's give them an applause, you know. And let's pray that that path stays strong towards receiving the Lord in the Eucharist and being confirmed in the Spirit. So may you celebrate gratefully and gratefully in your hearts for the love that God has for you all. The Lord be with you. And may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Demos gracias a Dios. And for all of you joining us via media, may you have a most blessed, blessed Sunday. Que Dios los bendiga siempre y que pasa buen domingo y que siempre conocen la presencia de Cristo donde van, donde llegan y donde viven. Que Dios me los cuida siempre. Have a blessed Sunday, all of you.